Hey, 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 snowflake.
Snowflake.
My pretty little snowflake.
Snowflake.
Ooh, 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 the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake.
Snowflake.
My pretty little snowflake.
Snowflake.
You've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. Snow was falling when love came calling on this lonely heart of mine. You were standing there with snowflakes in your hair. You kept stalling while my thoughts went calling on every way I knew for one excuse to get acquainted with you. Then I said, snowflake,
snowflake,
my pretty little snowflake,
snowflake.
Ooh, 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 the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake,
snowflake,
my pretty little snowflake,
snowflake.
You've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for you. The ice was breaking and love was waking in a winter wonderland when I felt you slip your fingers in my hand. Now snow is gleaming and I'm not dreaming. I know this is for real. The love I have is too much to conceal. Hey, 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 snowflake,
snowflake,
my pretty little snowflake,
snowflake.
Ooh, 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 the change in the weather has made it better for me. Hey, 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 snowflake,
snowflake,
my pretty little snowflake,
snowflake.
You've got me warm as a fire with a burning desire for
snowflake,
you.
Jim Reeves there and Snowflakes getting us into side two. Some people might not consider that a Christmas song, but we kind of always have. It came out in the winter, and we've kind of always considered it a Christmas song. We always play it at Christmas, and hope you enjoyed that. Well, we're going to do, on this side, a couple of different things that would not be considered country, but it's good Christmas material, and we're going to do it. And we're going to start that out right now with one that actually came from a barbershop concert. As many of you know, we're very much into listening to barbershop music, not performing it certainly, but we're into listening to barbershop music, and this is from a quartet who actually is now retired. They're called the Gas House Gang. They were a very popular barbershop quartet, and this is a performance of The Night Before Christmas, a very, very comical performance of The Night Before Christmas by Jim Henry, who was their bass singer, actually. That won't show up on this because he's obviously performing the recitation, but I think you'll enjoy this. Just sit back and prepare to laugh your head off and really kind of get in the spirit with this thing and enjoy the fun of it. It's just a great, fun piece of material, so without anything further, here's Jim Henry and his performance of The Night Before Christmas.
"'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in the hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. "'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, and the kitchen was stirring, the stockings were hung by the chimney with care, and the hopes of St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Ma in my kerchief, and I in her cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap, when out on the lawn, I wanted to see where the clatter was at. I sprang out of bed and stepped on the cat. Away to the window I flew like a flasher. Flash. Tore open the shutters and threw up. the sash. When what with my wandering eyes did I see but a sleigh and some reindeer and Santa Claus? E. More rapid than... faster than a speeding bullet. His Corvairs, they came and he screamed and he shouted and called them a name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on... on... It was the night before Christmas, and all through the house, and the creature was stirring, not even in the sound of a hum by the chimney we came. He screamed and he shouted and called them a name. On Dasher, on Dancer, on Snoopy, on Vixen, on Lefty, on Dopey, on Reagan and Nixon. From the top of the roof, from the top of the roof to the top of the wall, my cat was pinned under my new bowling ball. I'm making some parts of this up. Down the chimney, Santa Claus comes. It's a wonder he didn't burn off his buns. His clothes were all covered with ashes and soot, and he kicked the cat across the room with his shiny black butt. His eyes, how they tinkled. His pimples, how merry. His cheeks were... Listen, I'm trying to do my poem, so if you all would hold it down. It's hard to concentrate. His eyes, how they tinkled. His pimples, how merry. His cheeks were like roses. His nose quite contrary. He was chubby and plump and fat as a hog. And I laughed when I laughed when I saw him. Hot diggity dog. He was putting the presents down under the tree with one if by land and two if by sea. Then laying his nose to his finger aside, I happened to notice the cat had just died. up the chimney he went and into his sleigh, and then with a whistle, they all flew away. But I heard him exclaim as he rode out of sight. With justice for all, and to all a good night. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Jim Henry, ladies and gentlemen.
What a merry Christmas this could be. If you would just come back to me and say that you've forgiven me. What a merry Christmas this could be. It was just last Christmas that we quarreled and you walked out. I knew that I was wrong, but you'd come back, I had no doubt. once again. What I'd give if you'd come walking in. What a merry Christmas this could be.
What a Merry Christmas this could be. Well, I hope you all are having one. And that is performed for us by Willie Nelson. Obviously back in his younger day, I don't know exactly when that song was recorded, but obviously back more in the days of The Party's Over, Mr. Record Man, Hello Walls, that sort of thing, rather than Willie's more modern day. But hope you enjoyed that one by Willie. For this Christmas edition of the Listener's Choice magazine, let's pick up one now from the Leuven Brothers. And they're going to do one called While Shepherds Watch Their Flock.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the
crying. Just a while ago, he was smiling from ear to ear, until I told him all that I wanted was my daddy home for Christmas this year. I forced a smile and tried my best to look jolly, just the way old Santa should be. For my disguise had completely fooled his mommy. And my son didn't recognize me. Just 1 year ago, we were such a happy family. I can still see that look on his face as he opened his presents and candy. Why, there was love all over the place. They're sitting on my knee is my whole world. I can't believe that I let him down. He hugged my neck and then he turned to his mommy. And though they're gone, I can still hear the sound. Mommy, look, old Santa is crying. Just a while ago, he was smiling from ear to ear. Until I told him all that I wanted was my daddy home for Christmas this year.
Well, there you have one from Mr. Stonewall Jackson. Yet another artist that you don't think of as doing Christmas music that often, but there it is, Stonewall and Mommy Look, Old Santa is Crying. Well, I promised you a few minutes ago another piece of material that wasn't exactly what you'd call country by any stretch of the imagination. This one coming up is one that we happen to have by the Telluride Choral Society, and I do not know the name of the artist who does the vocal on this, but it's just a great Christmas song, and I think you'll enjoy this one called Christmas in the Trenches.
My name is Francis Tolliver. I come from Liverpool. 2 years ago, the war was waiting for me after school. From Belgium, then to Flanders, to Germany, to here, I fought for king and country I loved dear. 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. The frozen fields of France were still, no Christmas songs were sung. Our families back in England were toasting us that day, their brave and glorious lads so far away. I was lying with my messmate on the cold and rocky ground, when across the lines of battle came a most peculiar sound. Says I, now listen up, me boys, each soldier strained to hear, as one young German voice rang out so clear. He's singing bloody well, you know, my partner says to me. Soon one by one each German voice joined in harmony. The cannons rested silent, gas clouds rolled no more, as Christmas brought us respite from the war. As soon as they were finished and reverent pause was spent, God rest ye merry gentlemen struck up some lads from Kent. Well, the next they sang was Stille Nacht, 'tis Silent Night, says I, and in two tongues one song filled up that sky. There's someone coming towards us, the frontline sentry cried. All sights were fixed on one lone figure trudging from their side. His truce flag, like a Christmas star, shone on that plain so bright as he bravely strolled unarmed into the night. Then one by one on either side stepped into no man's land. With neither gun nor bayonet, we met there hand to hand. We shared some secret brandy, and we wished each other well. And in a flare-lit soccer game, we gave him hell. We traded chocolates, cigarettes, and photographs from home. These sons and fathers far away from families of their own. Young Sanders played a squeeze box, and they had a violin. This curious and unlikely band of men. Soon daylight came upon us, and France was France once more. With sad farewells, we each began to settle back to war. But the question haunted every heart that lived that wondrous night. Whose family have I fixed within my sights? 'Twas Christmas in the trenches where the frost so bitter hung. But the frozen fields of France were warmed as songs of peace were sung. For the walls they kept between us to exact the work of war had been crumbled and were gone forevermore. My name is Francis Tolliver, in Liverpool I dwell. Each Christmas comes since World War I, I've learned its lessons well. That the ones who call the shots won't be among the dead and lame. And on each end of the rifle, we're the same.
Drive, laying his finger on the side of his nose. rose. He sprang to his sleigh and cracking his whip. Off he went like a rocket ship. I heard him say as he flew from sight, Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night. Merry Christmas to all and to all a good night.
Well, the Davis sisters there, and we've played a lot of Skeeter on the Listener's Choice magazine. That, of course, being Skeeter and Betty Jack, the Davis sisters, and one of their few Christmas performances, because, of course, they did not record that long together. And hope you enjoyed that on the Listener's Choice magazine. Let's pick up one now from the Judds.
Lord Jesus, I ask Thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in Thy tender care and take us to heaven to live with Thee there.
Well, I'll tell you, every once in a while, a really, really spectacular Christmas album comes along, and as far as I'm concerned, that's one of them. The Christmas album released back in about 1988 by Winona and Naomi, the Judds. Fine album there, and a good version, I think, of Away in a Manger. Let's have one now from Buck Owens.
Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, they thought I was fast asleep, and they thought I was tucked in bed. They never thought that I'd come a peeping, or that I'd hear what was said. Santa put his arm around Mama, and Mama put her arm around him. So if Santa Claus ain't Daddy, then I'm gonna tell on them. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy. Our Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa was a much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. I never saw a Dancer or Prancer. I never heard the sleigh bells ring. I never saw the red-nosed reindeer like they show on the TV screen. But it sure brought a lot of presents, so Santa Claus he must have been. Really sure looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him. Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy, or Daddy looked a lot like him. It's not the way I had him pictured. Santa wasn't much too thin. He didn't come down the chimney, so Mama must have let him in. Santa looked a lot like Daddy, and Daddy looked a lot like him.
Well, this next song coming up qualifies as a real major tearjerker. So if you don't like tearjerker Christmas songs, you might want to fast forward through this one. But I'm going to give it a spin. This is a kind of a rare song. This is by Kitty Wells, and her husband Johnny Wright is doing the recitation on it. And my understanding is that this song was never put out on an LP. And I don't believe it's available on a CD, if I'm correct about that. It was on a 45 only, and it's called There Won't Be Any Tree This Christmas, and it's just a really, really sad Christmas song, and I'm going to play it, and hope you enjoy it, just if nothing else for the rarity of it, and here we go.
A healthy child, and we always feared for him, though we both had always tried to fuel the life that had grown dim. So we didn't think it strange when the family doctor said, if you have any plans to fill for him, better set those plans ahead. He'd never known a real Christmas, you see, he was then only three. So we planned an all-out Christmas with the most beautiful of all trees. Now here it was in late August, and Christmas yet 4 months away. But the doctor had said he would leave us by fall, so we had to hasten the day. September instead of December, just 3 months before Christmas Day. A big tree in his room was glistening with gifts, toys and candy array. His eyes really lit up when he saw it, and his little heart was just bubbling with joy. But the tears filled the eyes of all present. We knew he was such a sick boy. Just a few days longer he lingered, then angels took him away to be with the giver of Christmas. So you understand when we say,
there won't be any tree this Christmas, and I'm afraid that there'll be little cheer. There won't be any tree this Christmas. We had his Christmas early this year.
The doorbell ringing as the clock was striking three. I thought, can that be Santa Claus, since this is Christmas Eve? I hurried to the door to find out what was going on, and there you stood, smiling, telling me that It's gonna be
one happy Christmas, one happy Christmas.
You and me and all the children gathered around the tree. It's gonna be
one happy Christmas, one happy Christmas.
Old Santa did remember, 'cause he brought you home to me. Let's not wake the children since they've finally gone to sleep. They've been listening all night long for sounds of reindeer feet. They'll ask 100 questions soon as they jump out of bed. I know they'll ask you if old Santa brought you in his sled. It's gonna be
one happy Christmas.
Well, of course, that's Tammy Wynette, and from her Christmas album. And that's just about going to do it for this, the Christmas edition of the Listener's Choice magazine, edition number 23. Remember to keep those requests coming in. I'll give you that information once again here at the end of the tape. Of course, you can put your message at the beginning of the tape, as always, or you can call us at 502-721-7634. Get your request in that way on our machine. Or you can email me at snakeguy@bellsouth.net. Don't forget to visit us on the website at www.bluegrasspals.com and go to the listener choice field and bring down any issue that you would like. Now, we do sell these back issues on tape if you need them that way. They're $1 a piece. This, of course, is issue 23. If you wanted the entire package, it would be $22. And those checks, if you send a check or money order, can be made out simply to Roger Smith. And we'll get those duplicated and get them out to you, however many of them you want. You can go back to wherever you want to or get as many or as few as you want. You do have to do the bookkeeping in terms of keeping up with what issues you have, should you want any more, because we don't do that. We can't do it for all of you. That would be way more bookkeeping than we want to do. But you can get the back issues that way if you like. But we really encourage you to get online if you can and get them that way, because that's free of charge. That doesn't cost you anything. I hope you've enjoyed this Christmas edition half as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you, and I hope that maybe we've put some of you in the spirit for the Christmas season, and we hope you have a very, very safe and happy holiday no matter what you're celebrating, whether it be Christmas or otherwise. And we're going to let Vince Gill finish it up for us this time with a pretty one called Peace on Earth. Had a request for this one. And we're going to get it on here. Merry Christmas, everybody, and we'll see you in January of 06.
Let